This is Dr. Unico dictating a disability physical for a claimant by the name of Tracy Butler. Date of birth, April the 16th, 1990. Case ID number is 506-1334. Date of exam, August the 1st, 2023. Duration of examination, 45 minutes. Medical records available prior to examination. Yes. A request sheet from DDS Assistance dated 4/27/2022. Identifying information. This is a 33-year-old single male with one child presented to my office for a disability evaluation to evaluate allegations of lumbosacral back pain with right leg radiculopathy, comma, carpal tunnel syndrome of both wrists with osteoarthritis, comma, and anxiety slash post-traumatic stress disorders slash bipolar disorder slash attention deficit hyperactive disorder slash schizophrenia. The claimant is presently employed at TrueFit as a salesman, where he has been there for approximately 3 months, where he works part-time, 4 hours per day, 5 days out of the week, and 4 weeks out of the month. At the present time, he lives in a motel by himself, and he, at one time, was receiving disability benefits for 15 years as a child. Allegations, number one, back pain with right leg radiculopathy. Number two, carpal tunnel syndrome with osteoarthritis. Number three, anxiety slash post-traumatic stress disorder slash bipolar disorder slash attention deficit hyperactive disorder slash schizophrenia. History of allegations. Number one, back pain with right leg radiculopathy. The claimant states that in 2013 he was in a motor vehicle accident where he sustained thoracic and lumbosacral back pain injuries. He states the character of the pain as a stabbing, aching pain located mostly in the lumbosacral back area, which radiates down to his right leg. No surgeries have been performed. And he states he does not recall what his diagnosis was. His limitations include being able to walk 1 mile, comma, stand for 2 hours, comma, sit for 3 hours, comma, lift approximately 30 pounds above his head and bend over to pick up clothes. He has no assistive devices that he uses at this time. His daily activities include doing light housework, going to the grocery store, working, and doing his own laundry. He states he also works out every week at the gym where he is presently employed. The claimant does not have a physician at this time, but states that many years ago, approximately 15 years ago, when he injured his lumbosacral back area, he did receive 10 years of physical therapy 2 times per week. He is presently on no medications for his condition. He was diagnosed with lumbosacral back pain slash lumbago with right-legged radiculopathy versus radiculitis. Allegation number two, carpal tunnel syndrome of both wrists with osteoarthritis. The claimant states that in 2016, he had a twisting injury of both of his wrists and developed carpal tunnel syndrome bilaterally. No x-rays have been performed or EMGs. He denies any fractures, surgeries, or injections given for his condition. His symptoms include pain and stiffness, comma, increased pain with cold, damp weather, and pain he usually feels in the morning. He states he feels a numbness in his hands. His limitations include being able to walk 1 mile, comma, stand for 2 hours, comma, climb one flight of stairs, comma, squat and bend over to pick up clothes. He is right-handed dominant and is able to write, comma, use a coffee cup, comma, open up a jar top, comma, use a skillet, comma, sweep a room, comma, button his clothes, and lift approximately 30 pounds above his head. He has no assistive devices he uses at this time, and he's not seeing a physician. He is presently on no medications for pain. His physical activities include working out in a gym. Allegation number three, anxiety / post-traumatic stress disorder / bipolar disorder / attention deficit hyperactive disorder / schizophrenia. The claimant states that in 1999 he was diagnosed with all these conditions. He states that he suffers from anxiety, post-traumatic stress disorder, bipolar disorder, and that he hears voices and sees spirits. The claimant at one time did have suicidal ideation, but never attempted to commit suicide. He states that there are times when he is angry, but that is rarely the case. He does suffer from decreased concentration, hyperactive energy, decreased motivation, depression, decreased appetite, and insomnia. He states the post-traumatic stress disorder and the anxiety came from the fact that his stepfather physically and verbally abused him. And because his mother allowed it, he has a bad relationship with his mother as well. He is presently on no medications for his condition and appears to be doing better at this time. Family history. His father, his true father, is 58. He does not know the whereabouts of his father. His mother is also 58, and she suffers from heart deformities and heart failure. There is also a positive family history of diabetes mellitus and breast cancer in the family. Medications, none. Medical problems. Hyperactive attention deficit disorder, post-traumatic stress disorder, bipolar disorder, schizophrenia, anxiety, lumbar sacral back pain with right radiculopathy, and bilateral carpal tunnel syndrome. Major surgeries, none. Social history, tobacco. The claimant denies any history of smoking. Alcohol. The claimant states he socially drinks wine once in a while. He denies any delirium tremors or seizure disorder. Substance abuse. The claimant denies any use of marijuana, cocaine, crack, heroin, or any IV drug abuse. Communicable diseases. The claimant denies any history of hepatitis, HIV, or any sexually transmitted diseases. Physical examination, temperature is 98.4 Fahrenheit, weight 163 pounds, height 6 feet, BP 135 over 78 mmHg, heart rate 55 beats per minute, respiration 12 respirations per minute, BMI 22.5, general. This is a 33-year-old male who appears to be his stated age and is in no acute distress. He also appears to be a reliable historian who presented to my office for a disability evaluation. Could you drop down to H-E-E-N-T? After the fourth sentence, the claimant does have a few teeth cavities. External auditory canals were normal in appearance and no lesions in the nares were noted. Pupils were equally round and reactive to light and extraocular movements were intact. Visual acuity was mildly abnormal. Confrontational visual fields were grossly normal. Snellen vision, OD uncorrected. is 20/50. Pinhole is 20/50. Corrected is 20/20. OS uncorrected is 20/50. Pinhole is 20/50. Corrected is 20/20. Binocular uncorrected is 20/50. Binocular corrected is 20/20. Could you please drop down to skin? No lesions were appreciated over the body. However, the claimant does have multiple tattoos all over his body. Could you please drop down to muscular skeletal? The claimant did have some mild muscle spasms and tenderness of the lumbar sacral back area, especially on the right side. No joint swelling, erythema, fusion, or deformity was noted. There is normal range of motion of the cervical, thoracic, and lumbar spine, and the claimant was able to forward flex within 3 inches of the floor. There is normal range of motion, motor, and sensory findings in the upper and lower extremities. Straight leg raise examined the sitting and supine position was normal. Sensory examination was normal to light touch throughout the body. There is normal range of motion and strength of both knees, except the claimant did have a decreased flexion of the right knee at 130 compared to the left knee, which is 150. The claimant is able to squat and get up on his own. No difficulty was noted upon the claimant's ability to rise from a sitting position, and the claimant was able to get up and down from the exam table without difficulty. The claimant had no difficulty in walking on his heels and toes, as well as being able to walk at a normal tandem rate. He could stand on one foot bilaterally and was able to hop on each foot bilaterally. Assisted devices, he requires no assisted device. Neurological, grip strength is +5/5 bilaterally. The claimant does appear to have some mild carpal tunnel syndromes of both wrists, but has good function of both hands. Cranial nerves 2 through 12 are grossly intact. Reflexes for symmetrical and biceps, brachioradialis, patellar, and Achilles reflexes were normal. Sensory examination was normal to light touch, pinprick, and position sense was normal. There is no evidence of muscle wasting, but mild muscle spasms of the right lower extremity. Muscle strength was +5/5 for all tested areas, except for the right lower extremity, which was +4/5. Fine and dexterous finger control is normal bilaterally. X-rays of the lumbar sacral spine, no acute findings. Functional capacity based on the current examination. The claimant's ability to sit, stand, and move about is unrestricted. He is able to lift, carry, and handle objects. He hears and speaks well. There is no evidence of joint deformity, bone, or tissue destruction. He is able to heel, toe, and tandem walk. There is normal grip strength bilaterally. His ability to reach, handle, finger, and feel is unrestricted. On examination, the claimant shows no evidence of muscle wasting or fatigue. The claimant has no limitations in his visual fields and minor limitations in his visual acuity, which has been corrected with glasses. He is able to communicate very well without limitations and has mild restricted limitations in his workplace environment, secondary to lumbago and mild right leg radiculitis. Probable diagnoses: number one, lumbar sacral back pain with right leg sciatica / radiculopathy - mild normal physical exam appears to be stable at this time. Number two, carpal tunnel syndrome with osteoarthritis of both hands appears to be mild, normal physical exam. The claimant does have some mild tingliness, however, physical exam is normal. Number three, anxiety / post-traumatic stress disorder / bipolar disease / attention deficit hyperactive disorder / schizophrenia - not being treated at this time. However, the claimant appears to have a fairly normal psychiatric evaluation at this time, and his condition appears to be improving and stable. This is the end of the dictation for a claimant by the name of Tracy Butler.